Have you been slipping into more and more of a comfort zone? A place where you know you're not thriving, you know you're not at your very best, but it feels familiar, you're used to it, and if anything, it gives you a sense of relaxation, of ease, that you don't really have to strive anymore, you don't really have to be aggressive. If that resonates at all, it's time to take some bigger risks. It's time to dive and leap headfirst into the unknown. Do something different. Change your life up, because you're not going to get inspired by living in the same loop day in and day out. That means go to another country, or start a new business, or go meet new people. It means changing something in your immediate environment to really draw out the best in you. Familiarity really can become such an enemy of your growth and progress. In a journey of trying to become your best self, it really won't be very constructive if you keep repeating the same thing too many times. Meaning that although yes, it's very good to practice an art form or a craft or a skill over and over and over again, that doesn't so much go for your environment and all the people around you staying the same as a constant throughout everything you do. And the reason for this is because your brain really loves new experiences and new people and new places. It lights up your whole neural system, right? So if you think about what's going to make you feel good, if you think about what makes you kind of have that buzzing inside of you, that excitement, that joy, typically won't be stagnation. It will be something new, something different, and something that really excites you. Ask yourself, what would I like to try? Where would I like to go? Or who would I like to meet? And then start planning a route to actually accomplish, achieve, and experience this. The more new experiences that you can have and really amass, the better you will feel. It's a source of momentum. It really will make you feel more alive. And when you have this with you, it really makes everything you do much more fun and enjoyable. And although you might even take a step too far outside your comfort zone, you're never going to regret having pushed yourself into new experiences. These will be your memories. These will be the things that you treasure looking back through your life. All the different places you went, all the different people you met, all the different stuff you tried. Isn't that really the highlight reel of your life? And yes, you can achieve your incredibly lofty goals and be very ambitious, as I'm sure many of you listening are. But that in and of itself, without more experiences, without more fun and joy added into the full picture, becomes not meaningless, but much less enjoyable. It becomes much less fulfilling, and therefore you will feel like you are putting in all this effort, all this energy, but are you really able to enjoy the fruits of your labor? I know I almost experienced a form of self-resentment when I didn't let myself try stuff that was fun to me, when I didn't really push myself to explore. And I'm sure you can relate to that. So then ask yourself, am I doing at least one new thing every month? At the very least every 3 months, or even once a year, am I trying out something that's outside my comfort zone that makes me have to grow and expand as a person, something that challenges me and lights me up inside, that really wakes me up and gets me going? A great way to get this going is to ask the people around you, what's one thing that they tried in the last few years that really was fun and exciting and something different? Or what's one place that they went to that they really loved and they would really recommend to you? If you don't have the best circle, then you're gonna have to Google it. But regardless, take some inspiration and push yourself. Stop letting things be the same for too long. Expand, expand, expand. Your brain loves novelty, something different, something new. Give it exactly what it wants, and it will reward you with a feeling of fulfillment. A deep sense of joy and happiness will start to spark and light up, and therefore you'll be more excited to put in effort, to put in work, and it will feel like there's purpose behind it once again. As always, I hope that this has been helpful and constructive to you, that it helps you become a better person, to live a better life. But if you want to step it up to the next level, then I invite you to jump on a one-on-one call with me. The link is in the description for that. It's eraphael.com. And if you go over there, you can book a one-on-one session with me. We'll talk, see if we're a good fit. And if so, I could be coaching you every week, holding you accountable, and helping you really upgrade every area of your life. Again, if you want to take advantage of that, the link is in the description, eraphael.com. Hope to talk to you soon.